This is a memorandum from file, file, yield, on the 23rd of January, 1973. I had some problems with this machine, and I found it, what it happened, is that I recommended a case. They kept checking it back, and it was a little bit, that the communications office didn't know enough about the date, you know, what it was happening. All of the, city, the matters, that was, what was the federal, customer, and user machine, again. I did not finish the paper from Garth Cavelli, so I think when I was coming to the conclusion, I was talking about Alice, Alice Sweden. She really looked very young and happy, and I recall those years when she lived with us, and when we saw her in the house. She was a very nice girl. In fact, it's really remarkable how her oldest children, 11 of them, grew up in the house, and I don't know if they turned out so well. I was glad, for example, this is Elizabeth, the youngest of all. She was very, very blonde, a little child. I remember that, Edgar's wife, Anna, or Lana, she was in there. And what happened was that all of the sisters liked the name, their mother, Anna, used to come home to Grandmother Melhouse's house to have her children. Grandmother Melhouse, of course, with her devotion to all her children, but particularly to her only son, Edgar, really loved him when they came home, when she came home. And she treated them all with enormous affection. And did everything she possibly could for them, without, of course, at the same time, being unfair to her other born children, all of them. She had all of them, she had, of course, great affection for them. This is the day that we finally, at least, got wrapped up for the moment. Our side. first doctor's control post, and he seemed like this in the article. That had already been the center, doctor center for the physical events. I had talked to Holden about the necessity of having the compressor and the one individual who was in charge of all the men in the White House. He kept me recognized at this point, and I don't know if he's not. At least the numbers are going to be all that bad. Holden's said, perhaps you could say, that would be the last statement. and that we got through with all the checking and comments, and then we finally told the board of them, although they had completely ruled out some of the points regarding that. I finally decided against the government resolution, as I pointed out, there was more reason for us to go to the Congress and then have not only what I said I think was the inevitable landlord and the police market, but then to have HICO McGovern pay and the Bella Absolute and the rest sitting there in the Congress and secondary funds, and then go to other activities and derogatory their statements. Of course, they will make the statements in any event, but putting them on national television in front of the Congress is I speak, so I'm going to have them go out on a one-on-one situation later. I feel more comfortable doing it this way. We probably miss an opportunity to make a story speech, and a story of appearance, and a story of background. But all in all, it would be using the Congress. That doesn't bother me too much, so much as the fact that I don't think that in this instance we need the backdrop of the Congress. I think in this instance it's better to let this event be covered for what it reveals. It's a definite achievement, which, as I pointed out twice at all, I have accomplished virtually alone, without the support of the gang, without the support of the bureaucracy, and certainly without the support of the leader of the Congress, to accept that narrow majority that we finally came through in the House in time of the attempt and effort of setting up the biggest paradigm. I am not so ready and had some little sleep, but I had had all the breakouts and blonde women. I had two glasses of it and another half a glass. Had Wilson come in and had some cheese and crackers and took a nap for an hour and a half. I haven't done this for some time, but I realized that it would be a lot of hours before 10 o'clock. I don't want to come to that pretty early to be in about 8 gas left in terms of being able to step on consulting. I had a good talk with Wilson, and he, of course, was concerned about whether he could sit the time. I think he really convinced me that I mean, which is probably a good idea. His feeling is, Collins' feeling is, in the sense that the story alive over a longer period of time. On the other hand, as I pointed out to him, he tends to divert public opinion from the other aspects of the story and raise doubts in the public's mind as to what's really going on. Of course, I think what Colson is concerned about is the ultimate outcome, the way the juries are, the states, and the courts are, insofar as life and the public figure is concerned. It will be terribly difficult to get any testimony to stand up, particularly on appeal. And in the end, that's all that people will remember. Under the circumstances, it's probably well that he's going forward with it. Colson, of course, is really all out for turning hell out of the opposition. And it was good that I got him and laid out and knocked out the ground rules and gave him a shot. I can follow him hard on this too. They are not going to have Hay Creek when he's Hay Club and Henry go up the wall. But we are going to have Henry Creek when he comes back. I had a fine talk with Hay about the phenomenal problem at present. Hay realizes how terribly difficult it is. But as I told him, Henry is indispensable. We simply have to find a way to keep him from running over rings and eventually rushing in the way that designated Rogers and Levin and has made them sold the latter and asked for it to a great extent the way they were presenting themselves. And I told her about the news of the development around Long Glacier, so she, of course, was elated. Said, well, that's just great news, and she was most grateful that I would call her. I gave Bryson Haig at a one-point figure in the election with regard to what I thought the press's reaction would be. I said, despite what they might say, that there's smirking smiles afterwards, that most of them were great job to inspire. And the press will have the situation for some war going on over and over again. Reports of some war going on, just as they have been with the fallen and being seen on the streets of people trying to get the police to organize right after the campaign. Price made a very interesting comment. He said that there was an editorial in the Washington Post, and I quote it from the Post, reluctantly agreed that possibly the Mayan bomb on May 8th had been effective. And the president should say so, because if he did say so, he would be twice. That is the point that the Polish ambassador to the leaders in Hanoi were shaken by the bomb. The fact that it was so close up, and what particular symptoms they were in the hospital, those ambassadors said that actually they were far more effective than Hanoi put up. And they had quite concerned then that they were thought that the Nixon had ordered upon hospital bomb deliberately in order for the Hanois to come to that country in the bomb. And of course, the fact that time was there. I talked to Bill White, and he was very appreciative of the fact that he mentioned to me that in my last talk about James Hilton, he was terribly disturbed about the comparison of the Jim Hilton with the bottom of those who must be in the tree. And he more than had been close to the previous case. Thank you. substance driven at the highest level, speed of motion, and all the outcomes, and for people that aren't consulting anybody else, whether we're looking at captains, express conferences, leaders meetings, and so forth, has to be done at the higher level. I also point out the whole thing that we have to take responsibility for it. See, the president is not overworked for the appointment. He's first not efficient, second, the issues is tough, probably redundant. I told him, again, what had happened a couple of years ago, early consistent that I had a press conference after I had just made a major speech. And I really looked him up and took him for more time to not spend. I pointed out the whole thing. When we have too many appointments in a day, when we shake too many hands in a day, when you have to get up for too many speeches in a week, or too many Q&As and the rest, that we can have a little song of overload, meaning that you cannot recover twice, but you cannot stack back as well, and you must pace yourself back. All of them, as the next one. I must say, you know, the president does a superb job, and we don't qualify as the government to appreciate our government. After all, our government shows our total respect for their own positions, which is great, and our own concern. And both of you, however, back to my ideas, other than both of you, not particularly all of you, and the government, but others. Special summer that was an in-house legal summer for most people that should be one of this briefer, and it's a right-hand document to provide the balance. We have to remember that people here in Washington, they're disturbing people who are old people to see in the real time of the Washington Post, the Washington Star, perhaps one of them. We have to get through.